Welcome to Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh, for the game between the New York Mets and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting seventh. The catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Vic Davalillo. Batting second. The right fielder, Manny Sanguilan. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting sixth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rennie Stennett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Gene Alley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Moose. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bob Moose. And now, play ball. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garrett moves to third. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moose fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Garrett scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Mets. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moose fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Seaver covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards short. Allie settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moose fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Milan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garrett moves to third. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Moose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moose hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Davalillo hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stennett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-1 in the game. Gosger is called out on strikes. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dyer is hit by the pitch. Cranepool moves to second. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanguilan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-1 in the game. Stargell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaver hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Stennett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garrett hits a fly ball into right field. Sanguilan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Milan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Sanguilan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0 for 1 in the game. Stennett hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 2 in the game. Gosger strikes out. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cranepool moves to second. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0 for 1 in the game. Alley hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Milan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Moose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moose is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moose strikes out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Davalillo takes first base on ball 4. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sanguilan hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaver is called out on strikes. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garrett hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 2 in the game. Stargell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gosger, who is chasing the ball. Stargell reaches third base with a triple. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hebner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 3 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jones moves to third. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jones scores. Staub moves to second. It's 2-0, Mets. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 3 in the game. Gosger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Gosger reaches second base with a double. Staub scores. Cranepool moves to third. It's 3-0, Mets. Jim Rooker now pitching. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Dyer hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 3 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive towards short. Alley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0 for 3 in the game. Seaver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0 for 2 in the game. Stennett strikes out. One out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0 for 2 in the game. Alley hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Kleins pinch hits for Jim Rooker. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Justine now pitching. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garrett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Mets. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley misplays the ball. That's an error on Alley. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stargell. Jones reaches second base with a double. Milan goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Mets. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Sanguilan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jones moves to third. 2 outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davalillo juggles the ball. That's an error on Davalillo. Jones scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Mets. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Dyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0-for-3 in the game. Sanguilan hits a line drive towards the mound. Seaver reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 6, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 0. Goodbye from Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh.